Okay, quickie quiz. Before we get to Zipa versus Zima, are you doing anything for Halloween?
We might hang out with some friends, but it's not really like a, I'm not dressing up.
So no dress up at all?
No.
Super bah humbug.
I hate Halloween so much.
Oh, you're the worst.
I'm so excited for when
it's over. I deduct 1,000 American points from you.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's like so much pressure to be creative and then pressure to buy a costume or make a costume, which is time and money. No, no.
Ain't nobody got time to make a costume.
Yeah, I know,
no,
I know. I'm a grumpy old lady. I get it. I'm sorry. Whatever. I don't care.
Anna playing a grumpy old lady today for Halloween.
That's right. Yes. Yes.
Bart.
I have to agree with Anna. There's too much things to do. I don't have time for a costume, dress up, or anything like that. So I'm your ally.
I like that kids have fun and they dress up. It's for kids. It's for kids. Let's grow up. And college students maybe, but that's it.
Silly rabbit. Tricks are for kids.
Move on with their lives.
Trick or treat is for kids. So I'm going to go around with my kids in the neighborhood. We do it every year. And, you know, we don't even let them eat the candy. We let them eat some of the candy, of course, but like 80% of it they wind up not eating. But they're so happy when they get the candy.
Yeah, of course.
They're so happy. It's great.
Yeah.
It's
kind of like the ultra rich. Like they're not going to use up all that money, but they want it.
Yeah.
Right?
If only they were that happy. I'd actually begrudge them less if the ultra rich were actually that happy as the kids are when they get the candy.
Right.
Oftentimes they're miserable, so it's totally useless.
Super miserable.
I promise this to you. If I ever get rich, I promise you that I will do my best to be super happy.
What are you talking about, Cenk? Some random website online says that we're worth millions.
Oh, well, then that's it. Then we're set. Candy for everyone.
Oh.
Okay, anyway. So, when you say Zipa, I think Zima. The one alcoholic drink I used to enjoy when I was younger and I couldn't stand alcohol.
Do you remember Smirnoff Ice?
I do. It was just like Zima. There's nothing wrong with it.
I really liked Smirnoff Ice.
The problem was, even when I was a lightweight, and I mean that in terms of alcohol, I've never actually been a lightweight. I had to drink like 12 Zimas, and I still wouldn't really get drunk. Like,
yeah.
I'm exaggerating, but not by much. Like, I could have a couple of beers and be like, you know, have a amaretto sour, which I used to have when I was younger. And my own invention, amaretto orange.
It's so good.
Okay, you should try that. Anyway, I'd get drunk right away. Buzz, nice buzz. Mm-hmm. Zima, I knocked down 3 Zimas, 4 Zimas. I'm like, is this ever going to work? But I did enjoy the taste.
Yeah. Okay. So Zipa is a sleep aid. I don't even know for sure what it is, but I hear the commercials for them all the time on satellite radio or talk radio. And the guy who does the Zipa commercials is like the most combative person that's ever done a commercial in the history of commercials.
Oh, that's awesome.
And do
now
we have the ad? Is it ready? Okay, we do. Okay, so I wanted to just give you guys an example. I don't even know what you chose, but all of them are combative. So let's just go ahead and watch or listen to it.
Hey, this is Jimmy from Zipa. I want to talk to you about something that really bothers me, snoring abuse. It's a real thing. You hear me? Abuse. And it's abuse that's been going untouched for far too long. Guess what? I'm going to touch it. I'm going to touch it like crazy. Wake it up and make it a known thing here. Snoring abuse is not a victimless crime. You go ahead and you snore, you're hurting others because you're taking away from their very important thing called sleep. People need their sleep so that they can function. You hear me? There's millions of people that are snoring night after night, and they're not doing anything about that. And if you're the one who's snoring, you need to stop snoring abuse now. Go to stopsnoringabuse.com and get a Zipa that stops snoring.
So believe it or not, that was actually one of the nicer ones that I've heard. There was one where I guess the company was getting hate mail because the guy was so like annoying and combative. And they decided to respond to it by him like calling them out and being even more combative.
I love that. I think that's hilarious.
I'm getting a bunch of mail talking about the way I talk. They don't like the way I talk. Well, too bad. I really care about this snoring issue. And if you don't care about it, you can go fuck off. No, he didn't say fuck off.
But he should. So like that's what people are misunderstanding. That's why I think that's genius. And
yes.
I totally agree and support
yes.
it. And look, and I'm not just saying that because they hired my friend Jimmy Dore to do the ads. Okay, you know that they modeled it after Jimmy, right?
Oh
okay, they're like, I like this aggressive, progressive guy. Why don't we get aggressive in the ads?
Yeah.
right? So because for years, for decades, I've been thinking, why does everybody do the ads the same? It doesn't stand out at all.
Yeah.
All the ads drone on in the same exact way. Every car commercial to this day, not every one of them, but almost. The car in the winding road. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, name the car. You don't know. You just watch the ad and you don't know. You don't know if it's a Mazda or a Toyota or a Nissan or a Ford. You have no idea. It's that same stupid fucking windy road. And it's, you know that I realized after having literally watched like a decade of the ad that goes zoom, 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 that I didn't know what brand it was.
It's just zoom, zoom, and it's Mazda, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. See, you weren't even sure.
Yeah.
But I realized, oh my God, zoom, zoom. I've heard that a billion times. I don't even know what the car is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and I had
right.
to look
you're
it
right.
up.
You're right, you're right. But look, to be fair, I still didn't really know what Zipa was until I actually watched it and paid attention. But it was memorable, right? I remember the guy's voice.
Are you kidding me? You're doing it in a post game.
And funny enough, like every time I of course switch the station when a commercial comes on. But if the commercial break begins with the Zipa commercial, I'll be like, oh, no, I have to listen to this one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I've been trying to tell you.
But his voice is
can you
just,
find another one?
Yeah, find another one. See if you could find the one I was talking about where he responds to the haters, because that one was just, when I was listening to it, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, he was just being such
See?
A dick, and it was so good.
Yeah.
It was so good. Why don't you get a Zipa already? What's wrong with you? Stop the snoring abuse.
Meanwhile, he throws the poor guy off the bed. That seems like a little bit worse abuse. But yes, stand out. It's like, I don't know, to me, it's so elementary and fundamental.
Yeah.
By the way, the political ads, same thing, right? I'm a guy walking with other guys, mm-hmm. and here's a family, and here's a businessman, and here's a guy in a construction hat, and here's this, and here's this, it's the same, here's a kitchen table.
You're right, yeah.
So drone.
Yeah, so just yell at the audience every time you want to advertise.
Well, something, wait till you see the Just Democrat ads. All right, did we find a new one?
Still looking. While you're looking, I'll talk about the second thing that I wanted to.
Okay, any chance they actually modeled it after Jimmy? Because you don't see the guy's face. He's called Jimmy, and he's aggressive.
No, by the way, I bet they don't show his face because he's afraid people are going to come after him, right? You're that dick that was yelling at me on the radio.
Yeah, and Howard Stern, he used to do live reads of the ads, and he'd do them differently, and that's why it was fun. Look, I want to do that too. You guys are members, so you don't get ads, but one day we'll do fun ads, and then you'll say, I want to see the ads.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, go ahead, next one.
So when I said surprise, I shouldn't have said surprise because it made it sound like it was going to be way more exciting than it really is. But I just couldn't remember what I wanted to talk about at the time, and now I remember.
That's fine. That's why you said
so
it.
Sorry if this is a letdown.
Get your swang wang ready.
I have to vent about something.
Mm-hmm.
So Christian is such a good guy, and sometimes him being as good as he is annoys me. And so.
Oh yeah, you know what? Let that sumbitch have it. Okay,
so
that's what he gets for being a good guy.
Let him have it right now. So he got a traffic citation, okay? Mm-hmm. He didn't see a sign that said right turn only, and he made a left instead. Mm-hmm. It's coming out of a driveway or something, right? And so he gets the traffic citation, and a bunch of people tell him, like, you can fight it, right? And you fight it by setting some sort of date to fight it in court, and then you keep postponing it as much as you can. And then you show up and you hope the cop doesn't show up. And if the cop doesn't show up, they dismiss the ticket. Like, it's a strategy that I've heard about over and over again. He bought it and tried it, and it didn't work. Today was the day that he showed up. And it ended up, I guess he agreed to something that was different from what he was supposed to agree to, because he doesn't know. We're not scammers. Like, we don't know these things. So he shows up, and it's actually an arraignment. And they ask him, like, to either plead guilty or whatever. And he's a good guy, so he's like, yeah, I did it. So they tell him, all right, look, by the way, he wore like a full-on suit. He left today wearing, he's so sweet. He's like the sweetest person ever. He was wearing a like tie. Okay, so he shows up, and then they're like, okay, well, we're gonna reduce the fine for you. Cool, and you know, you can go to traffic school, you won't have the point on your record. All right, it's all good. So I kept texting him throughout the day. I'm like, what did they reduce it to? Like, why are you avoiding this question? It's weird. And then finally he came clean and he's like, they gave me the option of community service and I took community service.
Okay.
And I was outraged by it.
Oh my God.
Okay, this okay, is.
This, I have two, I think, very relevant things to this. You're gonna yeah. be shocked at how relevant one of them is.
Okay, yes. okay. And I was outraged because when I hear community service, I immediately think of people picking up trash on the side of the road, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, you're gonna be picking up trash on the side of the road. Don't do it. What are you doing? Like, that's an
option. Why are you trying to help the community?
I know. I'm the bad person. But like, here's the thing. That is an option for people who unfortunately can't afford to pay the ticket. And we're not like wealthy, but we can afford to pay the ticket, especially if they reduce the fine. And so why are you gonna spend hours of your life doing something you don't wanna do when you could just be done with it, right? Let's just be done with it. We're both super busy as it is, and we're like struggling to find time to like do fun things together. Anyway, so he responds back by saying, I'm not gonna pick up trash on the side of the road. They gave me the option of, I forget, something or working at Goodwill, which by the way, that was my very first job and it was one of the worst jobs I've ever had.
Because people would come in with the dirty underwear.
People would donate dirty underwear and it was horrifying. But anyway, people who do that job are doing, they're amazing. The fact that they will do that job is amazing. Okay, so I'm like, how many hours? And he's like, it's not a big deal. I have 60 days to complete it and it's 15 hours. 15 hours working at Goodwill, 15 hours working at Goodwill. And then he said, he's like, this is a good thing though. This will really make me pay closer attention to traffic signs when I'm driving.
He's innocent.
He's the best person in the world, but it's so annoying. It's so annoying. And then I started fighting him on it and I'm like, what am I doing? He is his own man. I have enough to worry about. He gets to make his own decisions. I need to take a chill pill and just be fine with the fact that he is going to be working for free for 15 hours at Goodwill. It's fine. It's fine. But like.
Okay. So here's my two points. One is there's no winning with wives. Like when you're a really great person, they even criticize you for that.
No.
Okay. Hey, kind of. Okay.
I just don't want him to be better than me.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. No, look, that's not what it is. I just don't. Okay, this is going to make me sound even worse, but I don't care. This is what I honestly think.
I don't think I want to hear this.
I just don't think that he should be wasting his time when he doesn't need to be wasting his time. I think time is insanely valuable, right?
No, I hear you. Look, so one way I think about it is in that 15 hours, I can make 15 hours of Wolfpack calls or just Democratic work and stuff. And so I have a different way of perceiving it. But I think that he's coming, as you know, as you've stated 100 times, and you're absolutely right. Christian's a great guy and he's coming at it from a really good place. So just let him do the good thing that he wants to do, right?
You're right.
And so you don't have to micromanage and it's going to be okay.
I know. And
you're going to be at work. You're not going to notice anyway. You're not even going to know, okay?
You're right. No, but here's. Okay, and then there's like a little tiny underlying issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you can do Casparian community service and help me like around the house a little bit, right? Like Sunday, I was like, Sunday, you know what? I'm gonna give us a day off on Sunday, right? Like give us a day off. I meant give me a day off because I've been working on the weekends pretty much every weekend, especially now that I'm teaching again. And you know what my day off was? Cleaning like a motherfucker. Like I was cleaning like crazy, like scrubbing the floors, scrubbing the bathroom.
That's
the
on
toilet.
You, sister.
No, but it has to be done. It has to be done. Right?
Well, let me flip your logic on you. You're like, oh, just pay the ticket instead of doing the 15 hours of community service.
I don't trust anyone.
Why don't you just pay a cleaning
service? Because they
service?
Are not going to clean the way that I want it to be.
Well, then it's 1,000% on you. Sad day for you. Okay, here's the second story, the one that's shocking. Wendy got it, as you would call it, a traffic citation. Okay. Why aren't we just calling it a traffic ticket? I don't know. Anyway, and she went to go contest it, exactly like Christian.
Yeah.
And it was an arraignment, just like Christian.
Oh no.
And when she got there, just like Christian, she was too honest and was like, I did it. Okay. Uh-huh. I'm like, baby, why did you waste all your time going there to just say,
just pay the ticket and do the traffic school and let's move on.
To be fair to her, she thought she had a right to turn on red. But once she got there, like, they showed her the pictures of how guilty she was. And so she was like, oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay, but that's so different because, like, they had evidence against her, right?
But no, but they always had the evidence. Like, it was, the car is under my name, but then I had to say it's not me. But she said, it's okay, go tell me it's your wife. I'm like, what's the point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Why don't we just pay it anyway? But on the pictures, it's like, you see Wendy in the car, right? It's super clear, right? No, but what they showed her was like a picture where it's like you weren't supposed to turn on right or something. I don't remember, right? Mm-hmm. When she got into the courthouse. And then she's like, okay, you got me. I'm guilty. All right. And they lowered the ticket at least, right?
Yeah.
And unlike Christian, she was like, let's go, paying it right away.
Yeah.
Going to driver's school so I don't lose my license.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, I get it. I'm bad, and I needlessly shared a story that makes me look really bad. But I just wish that
No. But I'll tell you, last thing on this is that it is a normal thing inside a marriage that, and it might be different spouses for different folks who think, well, any time that you're spending doing X is a time you're not spending with me, and if you have all the time in the world, it's not a big deal. Go hang out with your friends, do whatever you want, right? Go do community service randomly, right? But in a world where we're all working ourselves to oblivion,
yes,
and you have a very limited amount of time, you feel like then it gets more, then you have more conflict because you can't help but think and logically think, any time that you're with your friends, you're not with me. Anytime you're out playing sports, you're not with me. Anytime you're out doing X, you're not with me.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be with me all of the time. Of course not.
And I'm not one of those people who wants that, right? So please don't think that I'm one of those people who's like, I latch onto my husband and we have to do everything together. It's not like that. But what I realized is in order for a marriage to succeed, you need to have quality time together. So, like, obviously we live together, we see each other all the time, but like sometimes we're so busy and so in our own world with our responsibilities that we forget to connect.
Yeah.
To like really engage.
You are such a wife now.
Oh, it's so terrible. Like,
it's not terrible.
No, I'm not, marriage isn't terrible. Like, the issues that come up, and they inevitably come up, are terrible, and I hate
it. Yeah, and the quality, it's not just the time, it's the quality time.
But it's true.
But it is true, and with the thing about time is, unfortunately, it is a zero-sum game.
Yeah.
There is only 24 hours in a day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why these conflicts are understandable.
Yeah.
And your story is a telling one, and that's why it's a good thing that we're honest and we share these things, because probably other people feel the same way and they feel like, wait, am I a bad person? You're not a bad person. There's a real reason why you feel that way, because you love your husband and want to spend more time with him.
Yeah, I want to connect.
Oh, okay. And did we find the other Zipa commercial? No, we didn't. That was the only one in existence.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
but you guys,
I could recreate it.
Go.
My name is Jake, and I wear, what the fuck is the matter with you? Buy my shit. Was that good?
That was actually really good.
Okay, Zipa, call me. All right, guys, we'll see you. Happy Halloween. Mm-hmm. Don't listen to Grumpy Anna. Enjoy it.
Yes.
We'll see you tomorrow.